Thank you, One Voice Choir. That was beautiful. Truly, may we be able to look to our God as our greater source of blessing in all things. And this morning, we want to thank God for fathers. I'd like to wish all fathers a happy Father's Day. And as usual, we have something for you. Session members, can we come forward? And the gift, basically, it's nuts. Just remind you, don't become nuts over looking after your children. If you have gout, please give the nuts to your children. I think there are a variety of nuts, different kinds of nuts. We don't want anyone to be left out. If you have not received a packet of nuts, anyone who is a father, please raise your hand so that we can come to you. Anybody else? Please raise your hand. We'll come to you. Now, just to let you know, I just realized my watch is a bit wonky this morning. I found it in the washing machine. I was looking for it. And I heard this crank, crank, crank sound coming from the washing machine. Yeah, so it's still ticking, but it's going faster than normal. I'm sure you're all very happy today, even as I preach. So from time to time, I'm just going to look to my right. Now it's already 11 on my watch. But I don't give up on things. I believe in being faithful to the things that I have. Okay. Are we done? Anybody else? So don't mind me if I glance to my right from time to time. I also can get a hint from you if you lift up your watch and you start. Okay. Oh, okay, I get one too. You say Godfather. Okay, not bad. Yeah. Well, it's good to be able to celebrate Father's Day. You know, it is a valid thing. It is something that we do in the world. It is something that we do as Christians too. The world should always honor fathers. Now, there was this advertisement that I was looking at from the internet yesterday, and this was the advertisement from Sentosa Cove. And it states, show how dead, D-A-D, how dedicated you are to the man of the house with an unforgettable meal of the best delicious creations. First 50 dads will receive a man's ultimate head-to-toe kit worth $80. Pamper the king of the household with a 48-hour island getaway. Amplify her experience. Now, there's something wrong with the advertisement. It stated, amplify her experience. It should be his experience. Okay, with an exclusive room package offering. Check the king of the household in at a Way Spa for a relaxing 2 hours exclusive treatment. You know, the world will always have its own way to celebrate Father's Day, and they will always come up with all kinds of things. While we may celebrate Father's Day, there is a greater Father's Day that we should celebrate. And that's celebrating God as our eternal Father. You know, we want to consider this morning about the doctrine of God as Father. And this is something that we want to glory in too, that we can glory in this knowledge that we have of God as our Father. We celebrate God as our Father today and appreciate what Eugene was saying earlier on of how he sees God as his Father, even though he may not have a physical father. And we can have a special relationship with God as our Father, a relationship where a father and a son can draw close together. Yes, there is a Lord and servant relationship, but there's also this wonderful relationship that we can have with God as our eternal Father. And part of that activity of relationship is having God as our guide and as our mentor. The Lord God is our Father, and we are meant to be His children. And He's meant to be greatly involved in our life. He's meant to be our mentor. You know, fathers are meant to be the guides of one's youth. That's what we read in the book of Jeremiah. And we'll come to that verse later. Fathers are meant to show their children the way to live. Children, when they are young, most of the time they listen to you. They got no choice, primary school. But when they become young people, when they reach secondary school, those are a bit more trying times. They don't listen to you as much. It gets a bit more challenging. I know, because I was a youth once, and I gave my dad and my mom a hard time. And those are the times where the father is meant to be a guide to one's youth. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. Mark Twain, a famous writer, wrote these words. He said, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. Wow, that is an amazing insight. Another person said, Charles Wadsworth, he said, by the time a man realizes that maybe his father was right, he usually has a son who thinks he's wrong. Well, that's so true. You know, when I was a youth, I thought I was right a lot of times. But I knew I was wrong. But because it's youth, a youth thinks that he can do whatever he wants. Pastor Mark can testify of that. Many times I did wrong things. Like, there was once we were advised not to go fishing because it was raining. But nevertheless, we went. We went with my uncle's net, and we went to Pasir Ris Beach then, There was, you know, we were able to beach, we were able to fish then, and it was lightning and thunder. There was a storm going, but you know what? We were letting out the nets in the middle of a thunderstorm. And we were so happy. At the end of it, we only caught catfish. And I tell you, that was a most dangerous thing to do. And that's just one of the many things I've done in my youth. And you know, during this time, it's so crucial for young people to have a father to guide them. It's very easy to wander. I appreciate what the One Voice Choir just sang. Prone to wander. How true. And let's turn to the book of Jeremiah this morning. And we read of how the people of Israel, they were prone to wander. In Jeremiah chapter 3, we read of how they refused to follow the Lord. They sinned against God many times. In chapter 3, we read of how they were not ashamed when they went against the Lord. They refused to be ashamed. Verse 3, they sinned against Him. They backslided. The word backslided comes up again and again and again in this chapter. And they will not return to the Lord. They kept on backsliding. And they chose to rebel. It was in this context that the people of Israel, in a time when they were rebelling against God, that God said these words to them. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 4, we read, "Will you not from this time cry to me, 'My Father, you are the guide of my youth'?" Here we see a call from God, a call to God, a call to cry to God as our Father. It's a call to recognize God as our Father. God has been a father to Israel since their youth, since their inception. God has been there guiding them, carrying them through the wilderness. But when they came to this stage in the book of Jeremiah, they had forgotten that God had been their guide, that God has been their father. God has been a father to all of us since our youth. The word guide has the idea of a leader. God is meant to be the leader, the chief guide of one's youth and beyond. Fatherhood and guidance go together. You know, when we come to crossroads of our lives, and, you know, as a young person, when I was a young person, I had many crossroads in my life. And at those crossroads, we need someone to guide us. And the best person to guide us will be our Heavenly Father. Many decisions to make, many things to consider, and we need Him to guide us. You know, young people, this morning, I'm going to challenge you. Is God the guide in your life? When I was a young person, you know, it's challenging when you go through life. But at every major decisions in my life and ministry, God was there to guide me. Whether it was salvation, baptism, choosing to be part of the Air Force, going into the full-time ministry, and so on. You know, in all the major decisions of my life, of my youth, the Lord was there to help me decide. And the key person that was there, on one hand, there was my father, my own physical father. He would guide me. But the one that I really looked to was Pastor Charlie. You know, he, especially when it came to deciding to be part of the full-time ministry, I still remember when we were having a barbecue back in Bethany 1. And I was just sitting, everybody had gone home, and I was just sitting there with him in his garden. And he was trying to finish up barbecuing all the chicken wings. And you know, Pastor, he cooks the best chicken wings in town. Okay, and he was barbecuing this chicken wing, and I was sitting there in front of him, and I was asking about, you know, he began to talk about serving God. And I asked him, what does it mean to be called to the ministry? And for the next half an hour over chicken wings, he began to explain to me what it means to be called to the ministry. You know, that was a defining moment in my life. So nowadays, whenever the YPG wants to have a gathering, I always tell them, let's have a barbecue. Because you never know. You never know, while I'm barbecuing a chicken wing, a person will come to me and ask me, Pastor Mitch, what do you think about, you know, joining the full-time ministry? Come, let me show you. Perhaps that can be a defining moment for that person. You know, young people, it's always good to have a guide in your life. And the best person to guide you will be God Himself, His Word. You know, as Pastor counseled me and guided me, I knew that this was the Lord's leading and guidance in my life. God, our Father, is meant to be the guide of one's youth and beyond. This is the fatherhood of God. He is the one who will show us the way in life. This is a call. Excuse me. This is a call to return to God as Father. A loving and merciful call. It is a call for the restoration of one's relationship with God as Father. It is a call to repentance concerning sin. Perhaps some of us have gone away from God. Perhaps we have wandered away from God. And this is a call that states, will you not from this time on cry to me, my Father, you are the guide of my youth. The word return is mentioned 5 times in Jeremiah 3. And this is the doctrine of God. This is our God, a God who is merciful, a God who desires us to have a close and personal relationship with Him, a God who desires us to call Him my Father. If we were to return to Him this morning, He would receive us. A story is told of how there was this prodigal girl who grew up in Traverse City, Michigan, USA. And she was very, as she became a young person, she was disgusted with her old-fashioned parents who always harped on her with reference to her nose ring and so on. And one day she decided she wanted to leave home. She left home. And she went to the big city and she realized it was hard to find a job. And she became a working girl and started doing drugs. And soon, she was living on the streets. And while living on the streets, one night, she thought, you know, I have nothing here. Yet my dog, my little dog back home, is eating better than me. And so she decided she will call home. So she called home 3 times. 3 times, there was an answering machine. And so she finally decided, she said, okay. Say, Dad and Mom, I would like to come home. I'm catching a bus now, and I will be there about midnight tomorrow. If you are not at the station, I will understand. And so she made her way home. And at the station, at her hometown, the bus driver said, we have 15 minutes, and then the bus is going to go. And she had 15 minutes to decide whether she would stay or she would go. And she walked into the terminal, and there waiting at the terminal were 40 people. 40 people, brothers, sisters, grand-aunt, uncles, cousins, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. They were all wearing goofy hats, blowing noisemakers, and taped on the entire wall were the words, "Welcome home." You know, in her mind, she had gone through many times, "What would I say to my father?" And when she saw her father, she wanted to give her an explanation, and the father looked at her and said, "Hush, let's go home." Perhaps we need to return home to be with God this morning. God wants us to return to Him. God has been actively involved in our life. He protects us. He defends us. But more than that, He wants to be the guide in our life, not just for youth, but for all our life. He has been there all the way as a loving Father. And our part is to acknowledge Him. "My Father." You know, there's nothing that we can glory more than in a God who is a loving, merciful Father. That He would receive us despite all that we have done against Him, that He would receive us back when we call Him our Father in repentance. It is because that God is merciful that we can return to Him. You know, through the years, I've always wondered, why would God call Himself Father? And through the years, I've realized that a true father never gives up on his son. Sure, the son can be inconsistent, and it can be all the time. It's easy for one to fall, but a true father never gives up on his son. And that's something for us to thank God for. And this morning, I would like to challenge each one of us. The challenge to follow through in calling God as our Father. In verse 19, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 19, we read His words, "You shall call me my Father and not turn away from me." This is about having a restored relationship with God as our Father. This is one of the best things that you can have, a restored relationship with a Father. We can continue in calling Him our God, our Father, my Father, and not turn away from it. This is what God desires. How can we celebrate Father's Day with God? Is when we can call God, excuse me, my Father, and not turn away from Him. That's what God seeks the most. I'm sure I can speak on behalf of fathers. I don't have children of my own, but as a spiritual father, I've learned what it means to be a father to many of the young people, and I have three wonderful godchildren that I care for. And I understand what it means for a father when a child doesn't relate to you as much. Our challenge is to be able to have this relationship with God, not just in word, but in reality, a deep and close and continuing relationship with God as our Father. We are meant to establish the fatherhood of God in our life. This fatherhood of God is meant to be established in our life. We can call Him Father and we will not turn away from Him. You know, as I relate to my godchildren, I understand a bit more how God would relate to us as Father. You know, during the week, I was with my godchildren, Asher, Ashley, and Ashton, and the parents. And they decided that they wanted to go to Universal Studios. And sure, let's go. And so I went with them. And they went for some rides. And so as a good godfather, and also for Alex as a father, we went with some of the rides with them. We started low-key, Sesame Street. That was no problem. Then we went to this ride called the Transformers. That was a bit challenging. I came out a bit dizzy. And then we went to another ride called the Mummy. And that was a roller coaster in the dark. When I came out, I was a bit okay, not too bad. And then finally, the little girl, Ashley, said, Godpa, please go with me to the roller coaster. And, I wanted to go with her. The last time I went on a roller coaster was 30 years ago. I tell you, I was a bit apprehensive when I went to the roller. And there are two types of roller coaster there. One is a bit more severe, one less severe. I went to the less severe one. And I tell you, when I was on it, it was quite challenging. When they take the photograph, there was this photograph that was taken. You see Ashley and all the others, they were shouting and screaming. My head was down and covered. I was scared. And when we came down, I could see Alex and I walking down the stairs. He was wobbly and I was wobbly. And but you know, that was a very special day because as they went for more rides, I decided I would go to the cafeteria and sit there. And I saw a lot of grandparents there. And you know, I had moments with them, each one of them, where I could sit down and talk to them. And I thought that was very, very special. There was a short period of time where I felt Ashley did not relate to me as closely. And I realized that I haven't been spending time with her. And so I decided that I would spend a bit more time with her, talk to her, relate to her. And we began to be closer. And every time when I see her now, I feel a very special sense of joy and connection with her. You know, God wants us to establish this relationship with Him. As I thought about this message this morning, I personally thought about my own relationship with God as Father. You know, sometimes we all can take God for granted. Sometimes we think that our relationship with God is established. But perhaps it's not. And so even as I prepared for this message, you know, I decided that I would really want even more to establish my relationship with God as my Father. Sure, there's some depth of relationship, but there's some more room to grow. And my challenge is to submit even more to Him as my Father. That I would call Him my Father and not turn away from Him. To walk in His ways, to be led by the Spirit, to call God Father. Turn with me to Romans 8, verse 14 and 15. In Romans 8, it's a very famous passage that we all go to when we want to talk about the Holy Spirit. And who is it that will help us establish the fatherhood of God in our life? It is the Spirit of God. In Romans 8 And in verse 14, we read, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Wow. It is the Spirit of God that will lead us, that will guide us through His Word, that will lead us to God, to seek God as our Father. In verse 15, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear." Perhaps some of us, we are in bondage to fear. Perhaps we are anxious. Perhaps we are fearful about the future. And we don't know how to get rid of this fear. And we are in bondage. This morning, I'm going to challenge you. But you can receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, "Abba, Father." You know, we can turn to this God and we can look at this God as our Father. And He is the God who is absolutely in control of our life. As children that would look to a father in times of fear, knowing that a father would be there to look into all things for protection, for guidance, for help. Even so, the Spirit of God should lead us to call God Father in prayer. Abba, Father. You know, Ashton came to me one day and said to me, "Godpa, why did your mother call you Godpa? Why is your name Godpa? Don't you have a proper name?" You know, when Ashley, this morning she came to me and she hugged me. And she said these two words that brings tremendous joy to my heart. And she said, "Godpa." And you know, my hair stood on ends. And you know, you just feel this sense of love from her. And I wonder when we call God my Father, does He sense love? Does He sense closeness? Does He want to be with us in a very special way? You know, brethren, this morning, let's be encouraged. Let's be challenged to establish the fatherhood of God in our life. The Holy Spirit will initiate. He will lead us. Our part is to respond. The Spirit of God will lead us and guide us. And may the young people this morning, may you establish the fatherhood of God in your life. May all the fathers here establish the fatherhood of God in your life. And perhaps you need to return to the Lord. Then let's return to God as our Father. May all of us establish the fatherhood of God in our lives, that the Lord God as our Father may not just be our guide in our youth, but every day of our lives. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, we want to thank You. We want to thank You that You are our Heavenly Father. And Lord, forgive us. Forgive us when we have taken You for granted. Forgive us when we stray from You, when we choose our own ways rather than Your ways. And this morning we want to pray and thank You for Your great mercies that we can return to You and call You my Father, our Father. We pray, dear Lord, that You will help us to love You, to respond to You, by seeking to establish this relationship with You. That we will not walk in our own ways, but we will seek to be with You. That we would submit, Lord, to Your will. And we ask, dear Lord, that you will grant us your grace to be able to do this. And once again, we pray for all fathers this morning that, Lord, you will bless each one. But most of all, we remember our spiritual father, Pastor Charles, who's not with us this morning. And we pray, dear Lord, that you will especially bless him as he spends time with his family. We thank you for his role in our lives, for leading us through to you and you leading us through him. And we pray, dear Father, that you will bless him specially. And as we give this offering to you, we pray, dear Lord, that we can give it with a heart of love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.